Next up, we have Wellington Girls to talk about their tech program.
Hi, we're the Tech Angels. Throughout 2008, the Tech Angels have changed quite a bit from previous years. We now have a smaller, more select group of girls who are part of a Tech Angel committee. These are the people who are running our projects. This year, the Tech Angels are working hard to integrate technology with school life for ourselves and the other staff and students at Wellington Girls College. To help us achieve this, the Tech Angels are now based in the library. We hope that this will make us more approachable and easier to find if anyone needs help, but it also helps the library to be a more tech-friendly environment, bringing it to the 21st century. We're currently working on 5 main projects, our biggest one being the drop-in centre. Here's Georgie to tell you a bit more about it.
Hi. This year we've set up a drop-in centre in the library instead of our previously offered one-on-one mentoring. This service is available to all students and staff. We are very fortunate to be able to use our 10 new wireless laptops that Tech Angels purchased last year. We currently run the drop-in centre twice a week on a Wednesday and Thursday lunchtime. In the future, we hope to be able to help more than twice a week. We have set up a roster for those who volunteer to help so that everyone does either a Wednesday or Thursday lunchtime, making sure there is always someone there. Our main purpose is to offer advice and support on a wide variety of programs, including Flash, Photoshop, and Dreamweaver. We aim to help other students to perhaps improve their schoolwork. For example, instead of writing a project, we can help them learn to make it more appealing and interesting in a PowerPoint. We are definitely not restricting this service to helping with schoolwork. We are very happy to help anybody who just wants to learn for fun. Although we are up and running with the project, we are still very much in the development stage. We have done lots of advertising, such as talking to form classes, and we are currently setting up a competition to encourage more juniors to come and use the laptops. We are trying to encourage a change of culture, i.e. instead of us going to them, we would like them to have the confidence to come to us. Now I'll hand you over to Rachel to talk to you about the library block.
This year, the Tech Angels have also been working on a blogging site for book reviews. The idea is to have an easy-to-use site from which the girls of our school will be able to access book reviews as well as submit their own. This year, the Tech Angel group is based in the school library, so this is a really great way to link the two. In the library, girls often come and ask for book recommendations, so having this site will give them a range of recommendations from more than one person. We plan to link this blog site with the school library website and keep in close contact with the book club. We are still investigating the best site to host it on, so it is very much still a work in progress, but we have high hopes for this project. And now we have Tracy and Sophie to talk about the history website.
Hi. Inspired by our recent 125th Jubilee, a select group of Tech Angels have been working on the creation of a history website of Wellington Girls College. We are currently working on gathering information from our school's archive with the help from our school's history HOD. Our aim for this website is to showcase the success that our school has achieved since establishment and to highlight the changes that it has undergone. The website will feature captured memoirs of ex-students, newspaper and magazine articles showcasing the achievements of previous students, staff photos, biographies of famous old girls, and a timeline of our college. The website is still very much in the development stage, but we hope to get it up and running by the end of this term.
To make this website, we are writing the code in Dreamweaver. The site has been constructed using HTML with cascading style sheets over it. Although we are doing this mainly by ourselves, we receive technical support from a design and IT teacher. To help us do this, we've attended NatCol courses in both Dreamweaver and Photoshop, as well as finding online tutorials. We hope to make the site easy to update and change in the future so that it can be maintained by younger students. When the website is complete and goes live, we will eventually link it back to our current school website.
As you can see, this year the Tech Angels have been very busy. As a result of this, we must be in constant communication with each other. To do this, we have been using an innovative networking website called Taking It Global, which also has project management tools. Anyone can log in at any time to write blog entries, use interactive wikis, post on forums, and send each other emails. This has allowed us to get in contact with and get ideas from each other and previous Tech Angels. Having the ex-Tech Angels has been invaluable to us, as they have so much experience and so many new ideas for us to continue the Tech Angel legacy. Thanks.